This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Fears of a post-Thanksgiving COVID spike.
There is a kind of overwhelming sense of apprehension.
Pandemic Black Friday.
I'll be in my bed looking for the deals.
While the president says he'd leave the White House peacefully.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. It's obviously too soon to tell what the Thanksgiving effect on the pandemic will be. U.S. deaths have now topped the 263,000 mark, and for the first time, hospitalizations have reached 90,000. The CDC asked Americans to stay home and have small gatherings for Thanksgiving. Many ignore that advice. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Chicago.
I was worried after Halloween. I'm far more worried after Thanksgiving.
Hospitals are bracing for a post-holiday influx of COVID patients. Dr. Mita Shah works in the ER at Chicago's Rush University Medical Center.
We will not get a reprieve because then Christmas comes and then New Year comes. So if we're just stacking surge upon surge upon surge, I am significantly worried about that.
The lobby at Rush has been transformed into a COVID triage area to make room in case there's a surge of patients in the coming days.
The pandemic has many of us avoiding malls for today's Black Friday sales. This Sacramento shopper is typical of what retailers expect to happen.
With everything going on, I really don't think I'll go out. I'll probably get something online.
Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
While some shoppers can't resist the traditional post-Thanksgiving stakeout, experts predict much of that shopping will go virtual.
Due to the pandemic, a lot of people are shifting their shopping online for the first time.
Despite the financial woes brought on by an international pandemic, the National Retail Federation is expecting total holiday sales to increase between 3.6 and 5.2%. So which deals are best sought on Black Friday?
Black Friday is going to be your best day to get deals on categories like TVs and appliances. But if you're in the market for toys or computers, you'll want to wait till the weekend following Thanksgiving.
If you are heading out for Black Friday, expect lines, not only because diehard shoppers still love the tradition, but also due to capacity limits under the pandemic.
The president-elect and Mrs. Biden spent Thanksgiving at home and posted this message online saying they hoped others were doing the same.
I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans.
He also spoke with healthcare workers via video conference. President Trump spoke with military members after a round of golf and tweets falsely claiming that he'd won the election. CBS's Ben Tracy is at the White House.
The president answered questions for the first time since losing the election and launched into more baseless attacks on the results.
If you look at the numbers are false. The numbers are corrupt. It was a rigged election, 100%.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, and the president's lawyers have failed in almost all of their legal efforts, but he did say he will leave the White House peacefully in January with a caveat.
Certainly I will, and you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January.
Homeland Security Cybersecurity Chief Chris Krebs was let go after he called this election the most secure ever. Now he's talking to CBS's 60 Minutes and correspondent Scott Pelley.
The president tweeted after that statement, quote, "The recent statement by Chris Krebs on the security of the 2020 election was highly inaccurate in that there were massive improprieties and fraud." Do you remember what the president said at the end of that tweet?
Oh, I was terminated. Is that? Yes, I recall that.
Were you surprised?
I don't know if I was necessarily surprised. It's not how I wanted to go out. The thing that upsets me the most about that is I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to my team. And I'd worked with them for 3.5 years. Putting CISA on the national stage.
More of that interview Sunday night on 60 Minutes. California's Santa Ana winds are at it again. There are wildfire warnings, and adding insult to injury, the power company has shut off electricity for more than 5,100 homes in two Southern California counties. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen.
If you were to drive through the Simi Valley neighborhood, you will hear a symphony of generators humming. This after Southern California Edison temporarily shut off power to its customers in L.A. and Ventura counties. The move is designed to reduce the risk of fires caused by electrical equipment when strong winds are in the forecast.
We now know exactly why last night's NFL primetime Thanksgiving game was postponed. Four positive COVID-19 tests.
Lamar Jackson pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run.
The Baltimore Ravens quarterback and reigning MVP becomes the highest profile player to test positive. The Ravens-Steelers game has been postponed till Sunday. There's a question as to whether it'll be played even then. Your email account is likely to be filled with Black Friday bargains today, but some of those messages may really be scams. More from KTHV-TV's Melissa Zygowitz.
Jessica Franklin with the Little Rock FBI is warning people to be careful while online shopping this year. More people skipping the stores brings more opportunities for scammers to take advantage of you online.
I have a family member that's already been scammed this holiday season.
Franklin says to watch out for suspicious texts or emails that look like they're from your bank or places like Amazon and Target, trying to get you to click on a link. If you're not sure if it's legitimate, it's best to just delete the message.
The TV networks that produce those happy holiday movies appear to have finally gotten the message. Many of those formerly Lily White productions are now truly in living color. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Hallmark says nearly 40% of its Christmas movies include diversity and inclusion this year, while Lifetime, Hallmark's biggest competitor, says more than one-third of its movies feature people of color in leading roles. Lifetime also has its first movies starring an Asian American family and an LGBTQ+ couple. Actress Holly Robinson Peete is starring in two Hallmark movies this year.
It's like a seismic shift in making sure the representation is represented.
Many of our neighbors here in Florida have already put up their outside Christmas decorations. For others, it all begins today.
With Thanksgiving behind us, tree season is here and Fred Battenfeld is prepped.
We've been working since mid-July, mowing, fertilizing. We shape every tree.
His 100-acre farm in Milan, New York, is open to do-it-yourselfers today, armed with handsaws, many not pining for perfection anymore.
Is it a little sparse on this side? That's fine.
Now the trend is changing back to more natural.
Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah, something that you'd find in the woods, you know.
And despite a dry summer in the Northeast,
the needle retention looks good, the color is good.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in upstate New York.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 27th, 2020. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.